Hello everyone, I'm Dayu. If you still think Tesla is just a car company, you might be missing out on the greatest industrial revolution in human history. Just now, they showcased an amazing running mode. Note that this isn't just fast walking, but a true running motion with both feet simultaneously off the ground. These few seconds mean that it has officially evolved from a laboratory model to a workforce capable of working 24-hour shifts in a factory. Those competitors who are still using remote controls to make their robots move are probably going to have trouble sleeping tonight. Don't miss today's exciting content. Okay, let's go. Tesla stock closed at $429.24 on Tuesday, down 90 cents for the day, a decrease of 0.21%, with a trading volume of 69.3 million shares. Part 1. Unlocking the running mode. If you still think Tesla is just a car company, you really need to get your eyes checked. Just now, Tesla's robotics team released a video, only a few seconds long, but enough to completely silence the entire tech industry, and of course, those short sellers who have been constantly criticizing Tesla. Did you see it? This isn't fast walking, this is running. Optimus is about to take off. Let's talk about why this movement is so important. To the untrained eye, it might seem like it's just walking a little faster. Wrong, completely wrong. In robot dynamics, walking and running are two completely different concepts. This updated version of the core achievement lies in the ability to perform a mid-air jump, meaning that at a certain moment, both of Optimus's feet leave the ground simultaneously. This exponentially increases the demands on the balance algorithm. It must instantly calculate how to absorb the impact and maintain stability within those few milliseconds of landing. Previously, it was like a cautious old woman. Now, it's like an athlete warming up. To be honest, the fluidity of this movement makes it seem almost human, even a little unsettling. Another exciting point is a subtle detail in the background of the video that's easy to overlook. Look closely at the background. A whole row of Optimus robots are neatly hanging on the wall, charging. What signal does this convey? Scalability. These robots now possess fully autonomous navigation and charging capabilities. When their battery is low, they use their rear-facing cameras to find the nearest charging station, then precisely back up and plug themselves in. This means you don't need to hire a human caretaker for the robots. In future factories, they will work 24/7 shifts, charging themselves when needed and continuing to work once fully charged. This is what Elon Musk meant by the true implementation of labor replacement. This isn't a scientific experiment. It's a product ready for the production line. Besides running, there's another major announcement today. Tesla is showcasing the latest Optimus. Tesla attended the Neural Information Processing Systems Conference, a top-tier global neural network conference. They weren't there to sell cars, but to showcase their capabilities and recruit talent. Look at Optimus's hands. According to videos released from the event, the 2.5 version of the dexterous hands has been upgraded in terms of degrees of freedom and tactile sensing. We've seen it folding clothes and handling eggs before, but now these hands are even closer to the structure of human bones. Tesla is working on enabling these hands to use all human tools. So, if you're still judging Tesla based on electric vehicle sales, you might be missing out on the biggest industrial revolution in human history. Now that Optimus can run, charge itself, and has a pair of dexterous hands, how far is it from entering factories, or even your home? Watching this running video, I had a thought. Those competitors who are still making hydraulic robots and pre-programmed performance robots probably won't be able to sleep tonight. So, for this running robot, would you trust it to fetch you a beer? Let me know in the comments below. More latest news will be brought to you below. If you like this video, please like and subscribe. This is the greatest encouragement and support for me. Part 2. Three competitors, executives, heads roll. Just these past 2 days, a veteran in the electric heavy truck field, Jason, less than control 100 greater than Jason, just quietly updated his resume, leaving WeRide Technology and joining Tesla's three-prong business development team. Why is this interesting? Let's first look at his former employer, WeRide Technology. If you follow electric heavy trucks, you should know WeRide. Although the company is nominally operating in the US and European markets, its background is actually a Chinese team. Their electric trucks are quite similar to Tesla's, with the same central driver's seat and streamlined design. Many even call it Tesla's Chinese twin. Speaking of Jason Jis, he's no small figure. He has been working in the heavy truck industry for many years, having worked at Hendrickson and Navistar, and also responsible for electric transportation business at AB. At WeRide Technology, he was the head of North American operations, meaning he was the one who helped this Tesla challenger establish itself in the United States. But just a few days ago, he left WeRide, and his farewell message on LinkedIn was quite intriguing. He said, "I witnessed the glorious moments from scratch, but I also experienced the frustration when execution couldn't match the goals." To put it bluntly, WeRide's promises were too grand, but the implementation was too difficult, and he's not playing along anymore. Then, he changed his tone and talked about why he's going to Tesla. He said that Tesla has truly proven itself. Moreover, there are trucks already operating in customers' hands, and a new factory that is nearing completion. This is the core message I want to convey in this video. The second half of the electric vehicle industry is no longer about who has the best-looking PowerPoint presentations, but who can maximize production capacity. Jason, a veteran in the industry, has the keenest sense of intuition. He switched from a startup company that was still struggling to prove itself to the Tesla Semi team, which was once ridiculed for its perpetual delays. This itself is a huge vote of confidence. From the latest videos filmed by netizens, we can see the interior of the Tesla Nevada factory, where a large amount of equipment is being installed, indicating that large-scale production is about to begin. The redesigned Tesla Semi specifications are simply brutal. The energy consumption is 1.7 kilowatt-hours per mile, which is a 15% improvement compared to the early version. For logistics companies, this is pure profit. The peak charging power is 1.2 megawatts. Note the unit is megawatts. The design also adds LED light strips similar to those on the Cybertruck, and the hardware is ready for autonomous driving. Previously, everyone thought it was just a concept car, a gimmick used by Musk to deceive investors, but now the main structure of the new Nevada factory is complete, and equipment is being moved in. Even executives from competing companies have chosen to defect to Tesla because they couldn't stand their own company's execution capabilities. This shows that the trial period for the Semi is over, and the one that was only seen at the PepsiCo factory. The days of playing a supporting role are over. Now it's time to truly compete for market share in the diesel truck market. Jason and his team concluded their statement with a powerful message. Freight electrification is no longer just a concept, it's happening. Let's get started. Quote, this is the kind of statement you'd expect from someone who wants to get things done. It's also a clear signal. Stop focusing on those startups that only tell stories. In the cutthroat world of manufacturing, the ones who ultimately survive are those who can build and sell cars and help customers save money. Part 3. News on Tesla's production and operations. According to the latest data from Reuters and the China Association of Automobile Manufacturers, Tesla China's sales in November increased by 9.9% year-on-year. If you think that number isn't exciting enough, consider this. Compared to October, sales surged by 41%. In the fiercely competitive Chinese market, this growth is simply phenomenal. So, what contributed to this success? The answer is the newly launched long-range rear-wheel drive version of the Model Y. This car is practically designed to eliminate gasoline cars. It boasts a range of 821 kilometers, and the price is positioned in the sweet spot of the market. How can competitors even compete with this? Add to that the six-seater Model Y, and Musk is using precise tactics to strike at his competitors' weaknesses. In contrast, while competitors like Xiaomi's SU7 have performed reasonably well, it seems that things aren't going so smoothly for BYD, the big brother of the industry. Data shows that BYD's global sales in November declined for the third consecutive month, which is quite interesting. While everyone thought BYD would experience unlimited growth, Tesla held its ground during the most competitive month and even launched a counterattack. After discussing sales, let's look at the even more exciting technological breakthroughs. Everyone knows that European regulations are notoriously slow, and French media are usually very critical of Tesla. However, this time, after testing the latest FSD V14, the French media were completely blown away. They had prepared a lot of cameras to film Tesla making mistakes, but their original statement was shocking. What shocked them wasn't that the car could drive itself, but that its choices were full of humanity, both safe and like an experienced driver. It wasn't a rigid robot, but truly had a soul. At the same time, Waymo announced that it had achieved fully autonomous driving in Dallas, meaning there were no human safety drivers. This is indeed very impressive and deserves applause. But brothers, we need to see the essence of the matter. Waymo is operating in specific areas of a specific city, a limited scope. Tesla's FSD, on the other hand, is meant to work in Paris, Beijing, New York, or any road, no matter how bad. Musk is already preparing for the global rollout of FSD V14. The groundwork has been laid. Once Europe and China give the green light, there will be an unstoppable surge. So, don't be fooled by the naysayers. Data and technology are the real deal. The rebound in sales shows that Tesla's product capabilities are still strong, and the overwhelmingly positive feedback on FSD V14 indicates that the future is here. For those of you still hesitating about getting on board, now might be the last chance before dawn. Also, I'd really like to know, who do you think will be FSD's biggest competitor once it enters China? Tell me in the comments. Finally, regarding what Musk said, he believes that in the future, every country will have its own AI computing cluster, but currently, truly building and successfully operating an AI cluster is very difficult. It's not as simple as taking a computer out of a box and turning it on. At this stage, the maintenance and operation are extremely challenging. If you want to train the most cutting-edge models, you need massive computing power and top-tier technical capabilities that only a very few companies currently possess. However, Musk believes that over time, every country will eventually have its own AI computing cluster, and this will become commonplace. Thank you for taking the time to watch my video. Feel free to share your thoughts in the comments section. If you want to learn more about these areas, please like and subscribe. I'm Dayu. Follow me for more timely and accurate information.